life, you don't know what to expect. Never really know what's coming next. Try your best to put your mind to rest. Take a guess, but don't hold your breath. Now you can cry and bitch and whine and say fuck the world and have a good ass time. Cause we're all gonna die, but we're not dead yet. So let's get it started, say we're the band.
Welcome to season 3, episode 2. It's Set with a Bet, where we talk about the show, where we torture comedians, challenge audience members. It's a fun time. I'm your co-host, Zane Lovelady. That's your other co-host, Bear. And our guest, returning from season 2, it's the man, Seth Dees, everybody.
So what's back. Up, Seth Dees?
We're back. Thanks for having me back, you guys. Thanks for having me back. You guys pay so well on this. It's so I can't deny. I can't tell you no when you pay.
That feels like a
when you guys
that
offer
feels
it to
sarcastic.
Me, I'm like,
that does feel a little sarcastic.
No, I was thinking about it on the way here. My wife was like, "Are they paying you?" And I was like, "No, they're not fucking paying me." I was like, "I'm not enhancing their podcast at all."
This
like,
is not true.
I'm not like.
Also,
not
we
like
are paying
you more views. You know what I mean?
I'm we not, are paying.
Oh, absolutely.
They're paying for the show.
And the clips we make of your funny jokes are going to get us views.
There, so, yeah, like, yeah. So, yes. I'll Venmo you.
And the pay for the show is does include the podcast.
Hell yeah.
Is the way I think about it. You're, yes.
Right. We, so, which means when you're doing that stand up set, you're getting paid even less. Because it counts for this That's one, funny. Too.
Yeah.
I was like, Kara, I'm not like bringing them more viewers. Like, they have no reason to pay me. I'm not like. Blowing them up, you know. If anything, I'm getting a favor. They're helping me out.
We'd
know?
Love if you would share it though to your no audience.
Oh, absolutely. I'll tell my mom and dad. They're gonna get a clip.
Hey, Seth's mom. Hey, Seth's dad.
Hey.
Thanks for listening to Seth with the
Bell. We love your son.
He's very funny.
We love your son so much that he's going to be on our show Set with a Bet on January 29th at the Looney Bin, where we are going. We're doing something a little bit different. I've explained it to you some. You are going up against Eugene Belcourt.
Yes. Head to head.
Head to head. In which your guys' challenge is you guys are doing the unscrewing. Who can... unscrew a screw from a block of wood.
It's called Get Screwed.
Get Screwed.
That's the name of the challenge?
Yes.
Now, we have audience members doing it, right? And they represent us
right.
on our teams.
Right.
Can I bring, like, a t-shirt they can wear?
Yes, you can bring your own
I think like, we're...
If you've got somebody that has a drill for a hand, bring them.
Oh, there you go. Old Johnny Drill Hands. It's your time. Finally.
A war vet with a great prosthetic.
That's the fucking Johnny Depp movie, too.
You've seen Edward Scissorhands.
Now, Johnny Drill Hand.
Meet Johnny Drill Hand. You guys will pick audience members, and you and Eugene will essentially commentate. While whilst rooting for your audience member to see who can unscrew the screw from the block of wood. Maybe we'll put a few screws in there. Who knows? We'll see what we want. Because I want there to be some tension. I want there to be some time where it's like, who's going to unscrew it?
I want enough time to regret who I chose. You know
yes.
what I mean?
Yes.
I want to be like, oh, I knew I shouldn't have looked at your hands closer. You know? That's what I'll be looking at. On everybody.
Bad forearms. Bad forearms.
I'll be shaking hands, looking for the gristle.
Zane, why don't you tell Seth what's going to happen to the comic that loses this challenge?
Yeah, whoever loses, whichever one of your audience member loses, you will have to play a construction worker on trial for catcalling. And when as the audience comes in, they're going to fill out catcall cards. Which will dictate basically what you have said.
Oh no,
that has gotten you in trouble,
and we have to justify it.
Yes,
you have to defend the catcalls.
I see.
You're on trial.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Let's say you're running for president.
Hilarious. Either one of us that wins. I hope it's a tie. Like a tie, we both have to do it.
Yeah.
We'll get you a little hard hat.
It was our lunch break. What else are we supposed to do?
Yeah, dude. Yeah. You misheard me. I said her bass is fat. She is fat bass.
I thought she was carrying a cat, that's why I wanted to see the pussy.
I thought, hey, let me see your pussy.
We'll save it for the show, baby. Save it for the show.
Yeah, we're doing the punishment challenge right here. We're ruining it.
That's exciting. I like that y'all switch it up so much, man. Like, no one's gonna see the same show twice. That's fucking a guarantee. It's set with a bet.
Well, and we want to make it better. And it's whenever the initial idea was that Bear had was that it's comics essentially going head to head, you know, in the competition aspect of it. Right. So season two was the best iteration we've ever had of the show.
For sure.
I mean,
but we didn't have that head to head aspect of it. Right. Like there was no challenger bet that you had to do with another comic.
So we want you guys to, you know, have some investment in it and, you know, and have that more you versus Eugene right. Going back and forth. And, you know, it doesn't have to all just be talking about them. You could literally turn and talk shit directly to Eugene.
Right. Also. It sounds like y'all are really leaning into kind of what they did with you with the bad political takes.
Yeah.
That was so funny. And it turned it into a very pure form of. Where, like, it wasn't just relying on the audience throwing shit at you or wearing a suit or whatever. It is literally like you had to come up with jokes as a challenge. Mm-hmm. And that was very cool. That was so funny.
Thanks,
like, that
man.
Was it, man.
Yeah. That's what we have the most fun. We've decided we have the most fun.
He had the most fun with that Uncle Dave challenge. And I had fun with the Jesus challenge when I had to be Jesus on his birthday. And then we started conferring after that.
Is that when you wore the diaper? Or was that?
No, that was on Valentine's
Day. Okay.
Yeah, Bear Grylls was
Cupid. Yeah, Jesus didn't have diapers.
Yeah.
What am I thinking?
Toga's a big diaper.
But doing those characters where you have to write jokes specifically for that character, that is a lot of fun.
I think that's like the skeleton of Set with a Bet. And like y'all are slowly adding more muscles and organs on this. And it's evolving into such a fantastic beast.
Thanks, man. Well, hopefully we'll see.
Put it in a briefcase.
We'll see if you still feel that way after your punishment. So.
I fucking know I will.
We'll see how it goes. I will also be doing a challenge set. Bear and I are basically just going to take turns going, being tortured. So I'll be doing a challenge set on this one. Of just like this, and again, this like as we do go through these different seasons, we're trying different stuff. We're you know. We're trying not to get too locked into one thing.
Right.
You know, we know that where the show is right now isn't its final form. And, you know, we're taking it to new levels, new heights.
Well, it's just, there's so many stand-up shows that are just stand-up shows.
Yeah, man.
And I get it. They're fun, man. But what really brings people back is when it's something they've never seen before and they know the next time they come back, it's going to be a totally different show every single time.
Right.
And it's so cool that you're doing it in Arkansas, man. Like, this is the kind of thing I would expect to see in Chicago or on the West Coast, but we're doing it right here.
Yeah, it's very cool. And the other challenge is who's your daddy? Who's your daddy is what it's called. And the two comics who are, it's Nick Moore and JP Ford are going against each other to see, they're choosing audience members to see who can empty a Kleenex box the fastest.
Oh,
and
that made me think of sperm bank donations, emptying a Kleenex box.
Yeah.
And they're going to have to be a kind of similar to
whoever loses,
whoever loses. Yeah, that is going to have to, we're going to give them seven children from history that are like terrible children and pretend like they're the sperm donor for that child. So imagine
you have to justify the child.
Right. Yeah. You have to defend your child. So imagine Hitler was your kid or, you know, Stalin or somebody that wasn't from the 1940s.
Okay.
Like just terrible people in history.
Yeah. Or the Unabomber, you know?
Right.
Or Macklemore.
Have to be a historical figure. Just.
Well, I mean, we wouldn't probably do that to him. Downtown.
Yeah, what, it's very what, exciting though. What, I love it, man. What? I'm excited to see it keep going.
Thanks for doing it again.
Absolutely, man. Thank you so much for having me back again.
Mackle-less.
Like, we're moving on. We're going.
I was trying real hard to get out of this.
I wouldn't let you.
No, we're moving on. It's so funny. Like, I don't think we talked about this last time, how like our relationship started. I think we should talk about it.
Well, I heard about you for a long time before I ever met you.
I'm so sorry. I'm sure it was all great things. I'm sure it was all great things. But like, okay, it was the height of the pandemic. And like, I am on this fucking tirade thinking that I'm the gatekeeper of stand-up.
And that's when we started Scoundrels Productions, right, is during the pandemic.
Exactly.
Because there were no stand-up comedy shows.
Right.
There
was nothing going on. It was a gap that needed filled. People still needed to laugh. And I was just stuck at home with a keyboard, dog. And man, I mean,
basically the day that I set up the Scoundrels Facebook page,
I was like, really? Live stand-ups? It was Scoundrels Live stand-up. I was like, really? Yeah. Live stand-up? I don't think that's the best time for that. Do you think it's the best time for that?
Yeah, it was even cuntier than that. I think it was like, yeah. What'd you say? What did you say? It was like, you said, live stand-up, it isn't a good idea during a pandemic.
I mean, to be fair, at the end of all of this, my grandma did die.
But it wasn't because she went to a stand-up show, that's for sure.
I mean, she did go to the last stand-up show at Cregan's, and then she died shortly thereafter.
That is true.
But it wasn't during pandemic?
She died with
what?
Did she die of COVID?
No, it was a brain aneurysm. But
yeah, so...
But I mean, probably...
I'm sorry to laugh so hard at that. Rest in peace, Grandmama Bear. Damn. But yeah.
I mean, probably a COVID side effect, though. I mean, if we're being honest.
I
mean,
yeah, I think she did get the vaccine.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. You know, I think it's been like 3 years since I got my vaccine, 2 years since I got my vaccine, and my eyes have been burning a lot. Yeah. My eyes have just been burning.
Your eyes have burned every
time. It's either the vaccine or the hours of just shit posting behind the keyboard. Oh, mother. Man, is live stand-up a really good idea right now, guys?
I had three different comics want to fist fight me.
That's crazy. I always heard that you started the fist fight.
I never got in a fist fight with anyone.
Not started the fist fights. The verbal altercation that...
Oh, all the time.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Not all the time. I would just be a very loud little man in the crowd.
I've been guilty of that.
I hear you, buddy.
Yeah, I've definitely been guilty of that.
I love being a loud little man.
And I would hang out with so many tall motherfucking comics. Like, they were all like 6'4".
Yeah.
And I was just like, wanted to be very wiry. A weirdly wiry guy, like a Jack Russell Terrier. You know? I just wanted to be heard, wanted to be seen.
I heard that you challenged Brett to a fight.
Brett Eiler?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Oh, don't do that. That's a bad
Never.
Idea.
Isn't
it crazy the rumors that you hear about yourself?
I would never do that.
Yeah.
The only people that I never challenged anyone to a fight. They always were like, "Well, show up then. Show up and we'll see what happens." I'm like, "I'm going to be there."
I don't think I heard that from Brett Otter, by the way.
Yeah, no, I would never do that. Brett was always so nice. He's still one thing, Brett. Okay, so I came back like August, started after, you know, a few years not doing stand up, just trolling motherfuckers. And I came back and I was like super anxious. And I kept like talking to Brett, like, "Hey man, what do you think? Do you think I'll ever get booked here again?" And, you know, he's like, "Listen, man, you need to stop worrying about everybody else. Just be funny." He's like, I don't want to answer questions. He wasn't like rude about it, but he was like, "Just come and be funny. And no one's like, you're going to pick up right where you left off."
Yep.
And I was like, "All right." And man, that resonated so hard. Like, fucking, I still hear it. It's like a bell ringing in the back of my head. Like, don't worry about anybody else.
Yeah.
Just be funny. I wrote it down in my notebook. None of this shit matters.
Yeah. 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 And it's like, definitely the bar of entry at is like, or at least try to be funny.
Right.
Yeah. At least attempt funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
you don't even got to be funny. Just try.
Yeah. Yeah.
I had funny-ish. I still like struggle sometimes. I still like try to do.
Oh, bro, you're fucking hilarious.
Funny to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're really fucking funny. Yeah.
I appreciate that. But man, I feel like.
Dude, Seth Dees was telling me this story at the before the show tonight. He goes. He's like, "I think I got to start going to AA. I told my wife that I have a meeting tomorrow morning, and she told our son that I'm going to AA tomorrow.
I can't disappoint him now.
And she told me that. And I was like, what? No, I just have a business for me.
Yeah. Well, it's like brunch. We're getting drunk.
It was by default.
But now his 12-year-old son thinks he's
getting sober. Yeah, your dad went to Alcoholics Anonymous because, you know, I can only dodge so many punches. I'm glad for him, Mom. I might start loving him again. I'm going to come home with a beer and be and just forget. You know? I really do. The problem with me drinking is that I just, after I get really drunk, I find myself behind the wheel of a car. Yeah, almost every time.
I know, dude. You love getting by the wheel of a car.
I'm just so good at drunk driving. Statistically, I should be in prison.
I know at least twice you weren't.
Yeah, no, 100%.
At least two times.
Two times. Three times. Can't let it happen a third time.
I do want to ask you about that. Did you do the roadside sobriety test?
The first time I deny doing it, which is basically an admission of guilt.
No, you don't do the, don't ever do the roadside sobriety.
I deny doing it, and that apparently was like basically admitting, you know, and so.
No, that's everything. They're collecting.
He's talking from experience with the court.
You have a shitty lawyer because they're collecting evidence.
I did have a shitty lawyer, Zane. Let's talk about him. Because I gave him a check for $1,000 to be my lawyer.
Well, fortunately, Bear the Comedy Lawyer is here.
We talked at his little office before the day of the trial, and then I went, and he didn't even have me go in the courtroom. He had me stay in a back room at the
he fucking swindled your ass
thing. And he went out there and he was like, so you got to do 3 days community service. And I was like, what? He's like, you're gonna have to do a couple nights in jail. I was like, what are you talking about? And he was like, did you already pay me? And I was like, $1,000. He's like, I'll be right back. And he went 5 minutes. He came right back and he was like, you're good. You're free to go. And I was like, I was like, what?
Yeah, dude, that's a shit lawyer.
That's a sketchy ass motherfucker.
Yeah,
right there.
Dude. I wish I
remembered his name.
Listen, I don't have a law degree, but I've watched enough YouTube to know.
I've seen enough Law and Order to know that ain't how it's supposed to go.
How much did you pay me again? You get the good package. All right. You get the platinum package.
You got silver. Okay.
I already went to jail.
I already went to jail. I've been.
The second time, though, I had went to jail when I got arrested.
Did you do the roadside sobriety then? The second time?
I didn't do it at my car.
When did you do it?
I did it at the police office. And I was like literally crying. I was like, I'm going to lose my family. I'm going to lose my job. And he felt so bad for me, dude. He was like, you know what? You've been here an hour. I'm going to let you go. And he just let me. He's like, if you could get someone to come pick you up, I will let you go. And I called everyone.
You know, I did not believe in white privilege until that moment.
That's it. I believed in it too.
You cried and they let you out of jail?
You don't even know.
They're like, they're going to kill him in here. We got to get him out of here.
He's not going to make it.
He was a loud little man at the police.
I can hear his butthole puckering up. It's game over.
It's so weird. They were you're just crying, trying to bounce on one foot.
Yeah, he dabbed me with a breathalyzer, all this shit. He's like, you're very drunk. And I was like, I know.
Yeah, that's why I was driving.
But then I had court like 2 months later, and it was a night that I had a comedy show at the pizza restaurant that I worked at. It was the big one, too. I had fucking Josh Fadem and Johnny Pemberton coming out to do...
And you scheduled that on your court date?
I didn't know it was my court date when I scheduled it. But I also thought...
date on his comedy show.
I'm going to go to court. I'm going to get a fine. I'm going to leave. And so I didn't have a car, so my wife drove me. And we didn't have a babysitter, so my son was there. So in front of my son, the judge was like, Mr. Days.
I love your impression.
Didn't you drink and drive about town last time? And I was, yeah. What'd I tell you, Mr. D's? I don't remember. It was fucking 10 years ago.
I was drunk.
But he was just...
Dad, you not tell I have a problem.
He sent me to jail in front of my son. And my son got to watch me put in a police car. That's cool. if like maybe if I had a daughter, she'd be like, my dad's a badass. My dad is a bad boy. You know?
But your son didn't respect
you anymore.
My son
was like,
right.
Mom's always been right.
Wait, how long did you spend in jail?
I was there for 3 nights.
Oh,
it was supposed to be 5 nights. And then they came out and they were like, oh,
so you didn't get to do your show.
I did not get to do the show. I had another.
Did you tell the judge? You were like, hey, man, I got a comedy. I got to go tell dick jokes at the pizza place tonight.
I absolutely did not.
You should have.
Didn't want to do that. He would just be like, well, pleasure. You tell your dick jokes in front of all the inmates. Three nights. It was supposed to be 5.
He got out for good behavior.
No, he got out for crying again. I didn't want to listen to it for 5 nights.
Dude, I read the weirdest book. I was like, I guess I'll read a book. And I got this book about, it was a sci-fi a book about this guy who woke up future.
They let you bring a book?
No, they had a library in jail. They had a library.
Jail's not so bad. Just read a book.
It really wasn't that bad at all. Like, I didn't eat almost at all.
That's such a can-do attitude about jail.
I was like, I guess I'll get some reading in. I wrote a bunch of shit down. I wrote a letter to my mom and my wife about how I'm going to do better. And then I drew some pictures.
Damn, you got put in, like, adult timeout.
Yeah, it sucked. Well, it was a nice little break. Until I tried to change the channel on the TV. That was a big mistake. Because a guy, a big black dude, about 100 yards behind me, was clearly watching that. even though there was nobody around the TV, and it was Murder, She Wrote, and I was like, I know something else is on. I went, and as soon as I hit that fucking button, they're like, all right, motherfucker! Did we say you could change the TV? And I was like, no, you did not! And dude, they got in my face. They were like, rounded me, and I was like, I'm so sorry. I'll never touch the TV again. I'll never touch another TV the rest of my life.
I don't even like TV. TV no more.
I used to want to be on TV. I'm never going to do that. I don't want to do that.
Dude, that turned into an episode of Murder, He Wrote real quick, dude.
Murder, We Wrote.
Dude.
Man. Talked my way out of that.
And then, so you punched the biggest one of them.
No. Absolutely not.
Is that not jail rules?
That's supposed to be. I'm sure that's what should have happened.
Yeah.
But like, I got my pillow taken pretty quick.
And they took your pillow?
Oh yeah. They were like,
that's when
you
started crying.
So another cry spout. I held it together for that. But I did wrap like my blanket around me like a robe, and I was like, no one's taking the blanket. I can't sleep without a blanket.
I'm naked under here.
Like 10 of the fucking 40 motherfuckers in there had sleep apnea. And so it was just like, I'm worried they're all going to die. It was like, rah! And then like 50 seconds go by. I'm like, the dude below me is dead. And then, rah! Okay. I didn't sleep. I didn't eat. I got pretty decent meals, but like all I wanted was coffee. So I traded all my food for coffee. So I had coffee all day, and they have scalding hot water at the faucet. So I would just go instant coffee, and I was just weak and shit. Like, my palms were all sweaty. I'm like super paranoid, and I'm like, can I just make another call? I just want to make sure that she's not getting fucked right now by some guy. I know she could be. Nothing I can do about it. They're like, dude, you've been in here for like 24 hours.
It happens fast. You don't know.
She's very hot.
She's very hot. It's Conway. The standards are low.
Exactly. Those are up time. Never want to go back there.
That sounds... The food was okay?
Yeah, food was pretty decent. And, like, the inmates are missions, man. They were taking, like...
that's what they say about...
I got there on commissary inmates. Day, and they got all of their snacks in. So, like, they were, like, getting dropped off, you know, $5 worth of snacks, which went a long way. But all the Little Debbie snack cakes, all the dudes, like, banded together, put them all together, and they made, like, a jail pie. Which is a thing. It's like a jail cake.
Huh.
They smashed it together. They put it in plastic bags and then just like twisted it and mashed it until it was just this mush. And then they laid it out in a pan and let it sit there for a few hours. And then they were like, all right, who wants a slice? And they just handed out slices of this cake. And they loved it. They were into it. So I asked, I wasn't exactly asked if I could, if I wanted a piece. I don't know if I would or not.
The TV debacle.
Yeah, fuck that dude.
Yeah, you can't ask for cake after somebody steals your fucking pillow.
Hey, Uncle Jemima.
Oh my God. Be Uncle Ben. Let's be fair.
We were talking before that was before the podcast. I just realized.
Yeah, way to call back to the most racist joke that nobody that was listening has heard.
So say yeah. Well, I didn't say it.
I did. It was me.
Where was it that you did that?
I was up in at Dixon Street. Wasn't Nomads up in Fayetteville,
Northwest Arkansas?
Arkansas. I want to say the name of the.
You didn't have to.
Don't worry, you weren't the first person to use words like that.
That
Northwest
rally?
Arkansas.
Where was it?
Where were we?
I know our hoods fit in when we walked through the door. It was a big door. No, it was an all white crowd, and this black lady was heckling me, and I called her. In my defense, she was wearing a bonnet, and I'll never forget. Who wears a bonnet? Are you Mennonite? Are you, like, what is this?
Yeah, I mean, she was syrupy sweet.
She smelled great.
Did she?
Yeah, I apologize. She came up? I apologize. I hugged her. She was like, you were really funny other than that. I was like, oh, really?
Is that why you were heckling me?
Yeah. Yeah. Why? No.
Because I was so funny?
I shouldn't be apologizing, really. You were the one heckling. That's a big no-no, lady.
Apparently calling a black lady Aunt Jemima is also.
Absolutely.
Next time you go to jail, I'm telling all the cellmates that's what you did.
Please don't.
I mean, you should
know what? That's fair.
You shouldn't just go around doing that.
Actually,
like, that's not
fair.
That's not like a cool thing.
No.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah.
But they changed the name now. It's not even Aunt Jemima now. It's like, they changed Miss Butterworth. That was the one.
They changed Miss Butterworth?
Yeah, now it's like the mill.
No, they changed Aunt Jemima.
I think they've changed all of them. Uncle Ben's is gone.
Miss Butterworth is still a thing.
Any black mascot, they just got rid of it. Any mascot of color, they got rid of it. The Washington Redskins.
Yeah, they're the Commanders.
Now they're the Commanders. But a lot of the tribes up in the Northwest America area are calling to go back. They were like, we want the representation. We liked it. We enjoyed it. I'm so white, I don't think you should believe what I say, but I read somewhere, I saw a TikTok that they're like, the Washington Redskins may be going.
No, you don't understand. The Redskins want to be called the Redskins.
They like the representation. Now it's just like a boring.
Well, it's what they call themselves.
Right.
Do they?
No, I was making another racist joke.
Okay. All right.
I know they definitely don't call themselves Native Americans. They want to just be natives.
Welcome to Set With a Bet, where misinformation runs wild.
Yeah, here's three white dudes talking about minorities. I'm 164th.
It's another episode of Set With a Bet.
I asked Nick Moore, and he said that only white people were uncomfortable about the Aunt Jemima thing. He said that black people were never mad about that.
That's what she wasn't even mad about the Aunt Jemima thing. It was all of her white friends got her mad about it.
Yeah.
And then she was, you know.
Aren't you infuriated?
And she was, I guess. I love it.
Are you just going to let him say that to you?
I love it. She's like, he has a point.
It's great.
I was talking during his set.
It's great on pancakes.
I should shut the fuck up.
I used to be really, really mean talking during the show.
Yeah.
Or anything. I used to be. I looked at it as an opportunity to just yell at people.
Yeah, the audience has to be so on your side.
Yeah, if you're going to be like that. I mean, I had one guy at Gusano's in Bentonville. they
such a funny place to have an open mic.
It wasn't open. It was a paid show, and they like didn't tell the dudes to stop playing pool. So like the whole night, there's just this. And so at the like, I was like, hey, y'all, I yelled at them. And they were already being shitty, and Michael Brown came up to me after the show, and he's like, never poke the bear. Never poke the bear. He had to, like, stick around and, like, kind of make sure these guys didn't, like, follow me around. There was one time at Bentonville Brewing Company where I was the closing comic for one of Raj Suresh's shows. I know Stetson was on the show, and I'm the last comic. This guy comes in halfway through my set, comes up to the front row and sits at the front table with his back to me, starts loudly talking to everybody at his table, and they're all visibly uncomfortable. They're all making eye contact with me except for this guy. So I start talking about this guy, and I'm like, he doesn't know I'm talking about him. I'm like making fun of his shorts, his shirt, nice. His flip flops. I start singing a country music song.
Oh, he's gonna be an asshole with open toed shoes.
Oh, dude, he finally realized that everybody was laughing at him, and he like got so pissed off at me and was so rude, like just short. He was like, "No, fucking." After my show, I went up to him and I tried to be like, "Hey, man, no hard feelings. Like, thanks for being a good sport." And I tried to shake his hand, and he like slapped my hand out of the way, and so I fucking grabbed his nipples and titty twisted him really hard.
No, you, no, you did not. Yeah, dude.
And then I walked away. I was like, right, well, whatever, fuck you, rip. And then I started walking.
What?
Apparently, this guy came at me at, like behind my back. I was pretty buzzed. And I just kept walking, man. I had no idea. I was just like, I'm going to walk back.
Did his friend stop him or something?
No, Stetson did. Stetson jumped in. You know, Stetson's like 6'4". Yeah. So he like jumped in, grabbed the dude, broke his watch, like hurt his hand. The police got called. I'm just sitting in the back by all the kegs. Just like, what's going on out there? And they're like, you fucking idiot. You're so stupid. And they're like, well, I'm like, what happened? And they told me everything. I was like, oh, the guy got I think he got arrested. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, Seth, never quit drinking. Oh my God, that's awesome.
It's not good advice. It's not good advice.
Because you know what? He twisted it, dude. If a groom, I would be so shocked. It would take me like 15 seconds to even comprehend just fucking happened.
Yeah. I thought that's what happened in my head. I was like, I got him.
That would have got me, dude. I'd have been like, oh, I can't.
It got him. I mean, it somehow completed the titty twist.
And let go and walked away. Yeah. Got away.
Yeah.
You grab my nipples as a grown ass man, you're not walking away.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I'm very small and got in and out of there real quick.
God, but you're feisty.
Yeah. I'm so far very lucky because I haven't gotten like punched. The only time.
Yeah, that's a bold one. The titty twist.
I should have been punched many more times than I have. The only time I've been punched was by a very large black woman in traffic.
Were you a pedestrian?
No, I was.
You call her Jemima too?
She kept riding my ass and like I brake checked her like 3 times. And so like when we got to the stoplight, she comes up to my window and is like yelling at me, screaming at me. And I was just like, you're just going too fast. You're just going too fast. And this man, she got me right in the face in front of my son too. He was in the back seat and he was like, Dad, I told you not to do that.
Mom was right.
Mom is right all the time.
Here's another story that ends with, I was pretty buzzed.
I was taking him to school.
So you were hammered.
It was 7 a.m. I was drunk as fuck.
And he refused to drink with me again. I was like, you know how much cooler math would be? You have no idea, dude. You'll understand science with a little buzz, buddy.
Matt, how many Bud Lights does it take Daddy?
Yeah, we need to
get
talk
punched
to
in traffic by
the parents of.
She can't. You rolled down your window when she was coming up to your car?
Yeah. Again, I want to reiterate.
Yeah, that's a dumb move.
Not very smart.
Oh, she was taught.
It was just
I've seen enough Instagram reels to know that if somebody's approaching your vehicle, do not have your windows
lock
down.
Lock it. She tried to open it, and I was like, it's fine. Let's talk. There was a bus of kids right in front of me too, so they all pulled their phone out.
Oh man!
But like, she was going to the same school to drop her kids off that were sitting in her car, and so like, we get to the line and there's a cop sitting there, and I'm like, Liam, should I talk to the cop? I think it was just assaulted. And he was like, yeah, Dad. And I was like, okay. And then like, I go to look for this lady, and she like kicked her fucking kids out the car.
And
the
what? Yeah,
like, y'all get out, go up there, and I never saw that lady again. I was a Chevy Malibu.
Dude, that's so
she
funny.
She was also wearing a bonnet, dude. This is what's the head wrap.
You called her Aunt Jemima, didn't you?
No.
You can't stop yourself.
No, I'll never do that again.
Oh.
I'll never do it again. Man, I didn't like.
By the way, I don't think it's a bonnet.
What is it?
It's a different name, but it's not a bonnet.
Are you talking about a hijab?
No.
Bonnet hat.
You know, like those wraps that black ladies will wear?
Yeah.
It's not a bonnet.
This says
a bonnet is like a pilgrim. Like what
a
pilgrim wears.
No, a bonnet is what babies wear.
No, a pilgrim wears, like, you know, like the pilgrim ladies with the bonnets. And yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Look, this says bonnet. This is what she was wearing. Solid silky bonnet for sleeping, reusable. And it, you can't, I'm sorry. God damn it, Zane.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess.
God damn it. I forgot you're blind. I'm yeah, so sorry. Sure,
oh, I wouldn't have called that a bonnet either.
What do you call it?
I don't know, but
a chef's hat.
Now I call it a bonnet. Anytime I see it from now on, that's what I'm calling it.
It
looks like a chef's hat.
Yeah, like a funky chef's hat.
Yeah, I feel like it's called something different in the, maybe it's just colloquially. I don't
Unity?
Know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know.
I'm gonna hit up one of my two black friends and see
what I love your story. You've grown so much. You really have. I've heard some wild stories about you. I just heard fucking four more. So yeah, tonight I watched you get bullied and just stand down.
Yeah, I gave up.
Yeah, dude.
You got bullied tonight by who? Not
by an audience that wouldn't laugh. Indifferent audience. Oh, you were talking about what, Zoe?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I was sitting in the same spot the whole show. And then when I got up to do my set, she took my seat, which is fine. There's a bar. I took another seat. But then when she went to the bathroom,
Seth was like,
I went and stood by the seat. And I was like, I'm just going to. It's a really good view of the stage where I was sitting.
Mm-hmm.
And she came back and just stared.
Zoe the comic?
I could see her. Yeah, I could see her in the corner. And like I just slowly turned and she was like, no, you going to sit there? And I was like, I was here first, but you can't. I got up. She's like, no, now I feel bad. I was like, I feel bad. I was like, I'll just sit on the other side of Zane, block his view. Not that it matters. And I forget all the time.
It didn't matter, but they were just going back and forth like no.
No, you're good. No, you're good.
I'm so sorry. I feel bad now. No, you're good. And I'm like, guys, I'm trying to listen to Eugene's chat right now. But you just went away. You didn't twist anybody?
Wow, that would have been a big mistake. That would have been a big
mistake. Ooh, that'd have been funny. That'd have been real funny.
Yeah, that would have been.
I'd have loved to see you talk your way out of that one.
Every situation.
Yeah, Stetson Bank's in here.
Yeah, no shit. Yeah,
no, I'm not doing that without Stetson. Very close. There was actually at the old bank show, there was a group of three old dudes.
Which we're doing old bank January 24th, all three of us.
24th.
Yep.
A bonus level comedy show in Russellville at Old Bank. But there were these three dudes. But apparently, I found out from the staff that the guy that was the biggest problem is a huge piece of shit. Like, follows women into the bathroom and, like, throws cash at them to show them their boobies. And, like, he just... I'm like, you know you can kick him out? I'm like, did you know you could ban people from your establishment?
That's a bad thing to do.
I'm like, you were still letting him come here. But he, like... tried to tell me a story about his buddy. He's like, oh, yo, you don't want him. You don't want him to start telling stories. He got kicked out of the loony bin. I was like, he's about to get kicked out of fucking old bank. I was like, y'all need to like stop. This isn't a dialogue. It's a monologue. And he like came over to me during the next comic set. I was the host, so brought up the next comic, went and stood in the back, and he came up to me and he was like, listen, man, you came at me. And I was like, no, sir, you were talking during the show. I had to approach you to get you to be quiet. I did say something to you to let you know that it's a show. You're not supposed to talk during it. It's a spoken word show, and you're not on the bill. What really got the audience like on my side was when he kept trying to talk, and I was like, sir, there may be maybe one person here that came to see me. They saw the poster. They came to see what I got to say. Nobody in this fucking room came to see you talk. The whole fucking room, like... uproar. They were like, yeah. Fuck yeah, fuck this guy, we hate him. And that embarrassed him, so he came up to me after when he's like trying to like talk to me about how it's supposed to work. He's like, no, you talk to me first. If you don't want no one talking to you, don't talk. And I was like, sir, that's not what happened, and I respectfully do not have to listen to a word you say. Like, I'm done with this conversation. You can go back to your table or you can leave. All
or
I ask
you get titty twisted.
No, shit. I'll rip your nipples off right now.
At that point, I had totally forgot that was a weapon in my arsenal. But I was just like, listen, man, all I ask is that you keep your table, talk to a whisper, and like, you know, either stay or leave. I don't care. And I was like, anyway, have a good day. And I like hit him on the shoulder. And he went to the fucking manager of Old Bank, said I assaulted him.
What?
Said I put my hands on him. And that like he wanted to press charges.
He doesn't know what could have happened to him.
I was like, dude.
Dude, he'll get nip ripped real quick. Yeah.
I could have his nipples in my pocket now. I chose not to do that.
Yeah, dude, he about had two blood stains running down the front of his shirt.
Boy, like a fucking marathon runner. I forgot to put band-aids over the shit.
Yeah.
Seth is going to be like one of them old Vietnam soldiers with a D-ring full of nipples.
I should sell t-shirts victims that look like bleeding nipples.
He's like that serial killer that made a belt out of
them. Yeah.
Yeah. Like Daryl on The Walking Dead with his ears. Yeah. And just nipples. These are hecklers. They're the talking dead.
The talking dead.
Fucking assholes. But apparently the owner or the manager, he was like, I fucking hate this guy. I'm so sick of him. But apparently in between then and now, he's done some, because I messaged the booker and I was like, hey man, I don't ever want to have to like ban someone, but if this guy shows up, I don't want him sitting in the front row. Like, come, whatever. But they were like, oh, he got banned last week.
Nice.
Like, he's gone. We're done with him. He's never coming back. And I was like, oh, great. He's a popular lawyer in Russellville.
Oh, shit. Well, if you would catch another drunk driving charge,
go to him.
You got to do to get.
Oh, you gave me $1,000? Oh, shit. Hold on.
I promise he won't remember me. He was blitzkrieg.
Shit. Next time, if I ever have like a civil lawyer, like, I don't know what it's called when they give you one where you don't pay for it.
Yeah.
If I ever have one of them, like, dude, I paid you $1,000. You not remember that?
Yeah, public defender.
Yeah.
I paid you $1,000. You, wait, you did?
Yeah, go back in there and like,
dude, check your Venmo, bitch.
Go lawyer that shit. Come on.
Check your Venmo.
Go do better.
Yeah, dude, I cash after you $100.
You know, that's how my attorney, like, preferred the payment was Cash App.
Wow.
The most recent time and he was sketchy the whole time.
I bet.
But, I mean, he got me my paperwork, so.
There you go. That's all that matters.
But that was his preferred. He was like, do you mind if you just pay with Cash App? And it wasn't like his business. It was like J Money. So it was like his personal Cash App.
Dude, what happened to law? Anyone can be a lawyer.
Bro, there's some sketchy ass lawyers out there.
Yeah. It's pretty crazy that, like,
you bottle open, man.
Anybody can just learn the law. It's,
you know
just
how to
out
open a bottle, right?
It's just out there.
He can do that with a seatbelt. What are you talking about?
In fact, that's how he does it most times.
Most of the time, yeah. it's with his
seatbelt.
Hell, he'll be sitting at a bar and somebody will hand him a beer and he's like, hey, you got a seatbelt back there? I need to open
this. Son, unbuckle your seatbelt. Daddy needs to open his beer.
Unbuckle your seatbelt. Dad needs to open his beer. Oh, my God. I could pull over.
Don't make me pull over.
One time I was leaving a Angry Patrick show. You know Angry Patrick?
Yeah. I've heard, pray tell.
He was doing shows at a place called Knight's Play. I heard he
tried to get in a fist fight with Brett.
That might have been him.
No, I don't know.
He did not like us, I'll tell you that. He came to the joint one time and did like a panel show called Too Long Didn't Read, where we talk about the news. And man, he posted this picture of like some woodworking he was doing where like he etched a bunch of names on the top of the table. And Chris Pierce posted on there. He's like, it's cool you let your 5-year-old son do the etching on this table. And oh my God, he got so angry.
Angry? Angry Patrick did?
He took it very, very poorly. But I was leaving there one
that
time.
That always shocks me when people like do business with comedians and comedians make a joke and then they get upset. Oh, it's like, what? Who did you think you were hiring?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's always nuts.
Yep.
Well, I mean, I can't believe you guys were surprised that Angry Patrick got angry.
Yeah, you don't get a name like Angry Patrick for, you know, being calm.
Yeah, you'd think that he could at least like channel it, you know, like the Hulk. Okay. I'm always Angry Patrick. That would make sense. But no, he's a pretty angry guy.
Uh-huh.
But I was leaving one of his shows. I was drunk again, but my Carol was driving.
Okay.
And I somehow still managed to get arrested because, like, I had to throw up. And we pulled over on the interstate. I'm throwing up. She gets pulled over, and they're like, you're drunk. Bad times.
You went to jail for throwing up?
Yeah, I went to jail for public intox.
Dude, one time we were leaving Hot Springs after St. Patrick's Day and pulled over in his parking lot, and my buddy was throwing up. And I'm hammered. Like, I'm the soberest one, so it's like, you know, I'm the one driving back to Russellville. Hot Springs cops pull up behind us. And Garrison, I'm like, hey, Garrison, here's the cops. Be cool. He's like, all right. Looks at the cops. He goes, just hurls. The cops come over and he's like, "You been drinking?" And I was like, "He has. I just picked him up. I'm giving him a ride home. He lives right up here. Like, I'm just going to take him home." They're like, "All right, get him home safe." And they took off, and I was like stumbling to get back in the fucking truck. I was trying to act annoyed at him. I was like, "Oh, this motherfucking drunk motherfucker. I'm just trying to get my friend home."
Yeah. I fucking handled it real well. Especially saying he lives right up here.
Bear stumbles, knocks himself out of the front of the car.
He's drunk. He's drunk.
Just as the cops round the corner.
We got back in the truck, and Garrison was like, "How the fuck did you do that?"
I just remember, like,
I mean, John. John was like, "How the fuck?"
Yeah, John.
Yeah.
He's like booking us in the police station, and I just start going, I'm like, "You know how, like, close to a Nazi you are? Like, you might as well be a Nazi. It's like you're just a slave enforcing the slavery, dog." Didn't work well.
That didn't go over well at the police station.
Says, "I'm fucking crying next time."
They took my pillow.
It was the cops that took
this
it that time.
Man, they put you in such a cold room for like hours while you wait. Hours. So if you're going to drink and drive, wear it. Wear thick clothes. Wear layers. Layer up. Because they'll take pretty much everything but your pants. Or
they don't give you an orange jumpsuit.
I like
it. No, not until you get like booked in for like a night. Then you get an orange jumpsuit. It's not very warm either. I used my sandals, little flip flops they give you as a pillow.
Now, there's an idea for a show. Drunk driving tips. Hi, I'm Seth Dees, 2-time DUI recipient.
If I know one thing, it's drinking and driving.
You got to layer up.
Put on good music. So you'll drive faster. Make sure you're in a heavy text conversation, too.
All good advice. All really good advice.
You don't really even need your headlights on.
Well, you want to
unbuckle your kid so you can smack him in case he acts up.
Well, you want to be covert, you know? You don't want people to see you driving.
Well, I want my son to be comfortable.
You're right. All right. You're cozy. I'm Why can't he be?
Shut that beeper off that keeps telling me I don't have a fucking seatbelt on.
Yeah,
I know. Turn the music up louder.
You turn the music up louder. Yeah.
We're at home's white hope on. On girl, that's on life.
That's so funny to get pulled over to Creed. Drunk driving.
That's why he went to jail.
My sacrifice.
He could have been sober, and the cops like, "You know what? Get in the fucking bag."
Or they sing with
you. Are you listening to Creed? You're drunk.
Creed is my go-to. Do y'all have any like music you go to when you're like getting sleepy at the wheel? I put Creed on. I sing.
So you'll want to kill yourself?
Like, yeah. No. Yeah.
So you'll drive into oncoming traffic.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I cannot sleep to Creed, and I know every word to most songs, so I sing it loudly.
Yeah.
You know every word to most Creed songs.
Yeah.
No,
I do too.
Yeah, dude. It's my own prison.
You're trying to forget.
I loved Creed until I got to middle school and found out it wasn't cool. And then as soon as everybody's like, "Yeah, Creed's not cool," I was like, "Oh, yeah, fuck Creed. Fuck that, man."
Bro, we're all human clay.
Yeah.
You guys don't know.
But I still stand by Nickelback. I've always liked Nickelback. I've liked Nickelback even when people said it wasn't cool.
Like, you know, I went through a phase where I went on the trend and I was like, Nickelback,
before their time.
Shitty music, you know. But they have some fucking bangers. They were on the Daredevil soundtrack, the Ben Affleck Daredevil.
Yeah.
And man, that was one of bangers. The best bar fight scenes. Like, it's so
I've never
badass.
Seen the Ben Affleck Daredevil. I love the Marvel series.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought that was really good.
Oh, dude. Yeah. That was so good.
See, I haven't seen the Marvel series, but I've seen the Ben Affleck Daredevil.
Dude, we were at that show that Bear was on, the 15 minutes of new material, and JJ is doing a joke where he's like, and people shout out a superhero, and I've got a joke about it, and everyone's going through da 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 da, and I go just because I know he's got nothing for it, I go, Daredevil, and JJ goes, "Oh, what?" and then a lady in the front row goes, "That's not a superhero."
She straight up was like, "That's not a superhero."
I'd fight her.
Oh, dude. If
Daredevil's one of my
favorite. If I could have found her, I would have.
Did you know Daredevil, whatever the chemical was that splashed into his eyes is the same chemical that mutated the Ninja Turtles?
What?
It's canonically the same ooze.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Like, it was almost the same day, too. Like, it was like, allegedly, I don't remember where I read this or heard it, but like the writers of Daredevil and Kevin Eastman.
What if it had turned his eyes into ninjas? That would have
been. They kind of did.
Yeah.
Kind of did.
Yeah. He's a ninja.
It's. The Netflix Daredevil.
No, I called you a ninja, Aunt Jemima.
Ninja.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Okay, do you guys know about the new Alabama recruit?
The new?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, none I know. Of us can. Why do we have to go here? God damn it. You know, y'all, this has been fun. I loved set with
you're
the
wrapping bet. It.
This was great.
That's every announcer right now.
I know. It's like.
Well, I was like, how have white people not thought about just throwing an extra letter in front of it before?
Yeah, it's not the it. N-word anymore. It's got a K.
It does have a K.
That is kind of weird that it was a K that got added to make it better.
No!
Oh, God. That's fucking funny.
For those of you that don't know, I got to
tell
them.
Oh, my God.
I got to tell them.
Do we have to?
I got
to
tell them. It doesn't make sense. Otherwise,
they have the internet. They know what we're talking about.
Troubling. If we don't explain it to our listeners.
All right.
We got old listeners.
Okay. Do we? Do we have old listeners?
Yeah.
We had one old listener. That was my grandmother, and she's dead.
Well, I heard about it on Facebook, and it's mostly old motherfuckers on Facebook, so I feel like they know about it.
There you go. So they know about it. The newest Alabama recruit is a young man named Noah, and there's a K. And then it's the N-word.
Without the hard R.
Without the hard R. That would be bad.
That's important.
I think important to say. I mean, yeah, that'd be, how do you put that on a birth certificate?
I mean, his dad is hilarious for making his first name Noah.
Do you think at one point it was with a hard R and like in like the 60s?
We didn't soften like, this up. Gotta,
like some, like they got a black friend and he was like, listen, man, you gotta change.
Also, you guys have to start pronouncing the K.
Yeah, you gotta hit that K hard.
Yeah, hard K.
Yeah. And you can't give too much pause between the K and the rest of the word either. But yeah. You can't go too quickly. That's a hard one.
Yeah, I'd change your name. Immediately.
Yes.
Yeah, way to go, Noah. Woo-hoo! Everybody give it up for Noah. Man, number 15, Noah, he's out there kicking ass, ain't he?
What's his last name, though?
What's his last name?
What do we put on the back of the jersey? Do they get their names on their jerseys in college?
I think some schools do.
Okay.
I think so.
I know that in like the
some schools do and some schools don't. I think D1, it depends on the school.
D1. Michigan just won the national championship. Congratulations.
Yeah, Zach Slumbers.
You did a great job coaching them.
Zach Slumbers really carried Michigan to the.
Yeah, he did.
The national championship. X set with a veteran. Well, not X. He is a set with a veteran.
He'll be back.
He will be back.
Maybe not move back, but I'm sure he'll come back.
Yeah. I would love to have him back on.
Does anyone ever move back to Little Rock?
I did.
Did you?
Thanks for bringing that up, damn, Seth.
Sorry.
I moved to Los Angeles. I was pursuing my dreams, and then COVID said, you know what? Why don't you go back a little bit?
You know what? Go.
You came back to Little Rock,
you're
and then I
pursuing your
said,
dreams of Little Rock now.
Go back.
Okay. God damn, who would move back to Little Rock?
My bad. I was actually like talking to Zane about this earlier. I was like crossing the bridge into Little Rock, looking at the cityscape. I keep thinking I need to get to a big city. This is a big ass city. It's so big. There's big buildings, beautiful skyline. Like, this is a big city.
Little Rock's tiny as fuck, bro. Little Rock is not a big city, not even close.
It's a big little city.
Nope.
It's a medium-sized town.
Medium-sized town. I'll take that.
If you don't agree with me, I'm about to take your fucking throw pillow over there.
Don't. Please.
I'm about to lose your pillow.
You can see it. Like, it really means a lot to have one close.
Yeah, dude.
I ain't going to fuck with your blanket, though.
I sleep
up
with four pillows now, just for security. One between the legs, two under the head, and one under the arms. That's real. That's real life.
Freedom.
My dogs try to take them. I'm like, fuck off, Rico.
That's who they also the name of the guy that took it to prison.
Do you ever have flashbacks when your dog's trying to take your pillow in the middle of the night? You ever like wake up in like a Vietnam style flashback?
Still crying. Or... Can I have your coffee, Rico?
Let me read.
I'll trade you my cornbread. Please. He's a dog. He didn't drink coffee anyway.
He doesn't.
He doesn't need it.
Silly. Oh. Yeah, he doesn't need coffee. Give me your coffee, Rico. I love your dialogue with dogs.
I appreciate that. I really am trying to make like a full 20 minutes of dog material. Like comedy about dogs.
I don't
I think
20 minutes, huh?
20 fucking I got like 8. I got like 8 minutes now.
You want to add 12 more?
I got 12. I need 12 more minutes of that works. That's not what I said. I did not say that. Have it.
It's there. I've got 8 minutes. It's about dogs.
Yeah.
No one likes it. It's okay. I got a lot of candle material.
Zane has tried to make candles work for years, and he'll go up and do a whole set on candles. And we're like,
let me be clear. My candles work, but the jokes about them.
The jokes do
you
not.
Make candles?
No.
No. Just regular candles he buys works.
Nice.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
It's like
about.
Pretty much the only thing I'm looking for in a candle is does it light?
It's a poor man's fireplace. There's a lot of good. I named a candle. Named a candle.
Do you have
too.
A show you want to hop up before we get out of here, Zane?
Old Bang, the 24th. Fuck we're on yeah. Another show, the 19th, right?
The 19th in Conway. It's a classy one. It's at a pop-up comedy venue in downtown Conway called the DNC Funny Bone.
That sounds dope.
It's $75 to $80 per ticket. Tickets come with full meal, 3 cocktails, and hors d'oeuvres. They're thinking about doing a late show that's like only $30 a ticket that you know, bring your own beer or whatever.
That's cool.
It should be good.
Who's putting that on?
It's a guy named Charles Frost. I used to work for him at Old Chicago. And you know, he knew I did stand up and we like met up in Conway somewhere and I was like, "Hey man, what are you doing?" He runs an event center. Runs like a catering company. He wanted to do comedy. So we're trying it out. I'm not sure if Conway's ready for $75 tickets.
Am I opening that show?
Yeah, you'll be hosting. Okay. Yeah.
Cool.
But because, you know, you can get Cat Williams tickets right now for $73. North Little.
Those are going up.
They're going.
Yeah. Or you could fucking come see Zane Lovelady open for Seth motherfucking D's. Who else is on that show?
I can do. I got more jokes than Cat Williams.
Now, I don't know about that. I don't know about that.
I do. See his last special, bro?
Not in the business.
The funniest thing Cat Williams did was talk to Shannon Sharp lately. That's that special he did fucking sucks. To talk as much shit as Cat Williams did to Shannon Sharp, I'm like, bro, you can't even tell jokes anymore. What?
I will say, man.
How are you talking this much shit? You haven't been funny in a long time.
You can't say Kevin Hart's never funny, dude, because he is.
That's nuts.
Like, he is.
That's nuts.
One of the funniest dudes.
Yeah. So charming.
But the thing about the other, like, other comics stealing jokes, like.
Cat Williams has been funny.
That's a legit thing.
Cat Williams has been funny. It's been a minute. Mm-hmm. It's been a minute.
I don't know why. I believe him, yo. I don't know why, but I do. Like, I believe him.
What?
About everything he said.
Oh, that's I do too.
That's from Half Baked.
I do too. I believe him everything he said too. I don't even know what he said, but I'm sure what he said was true. It's pathetic that he would go out there and talk shit because the reason he has to do that is because his jokes fucking suck. That's why
I've
he has
heard
to
him
do that.
Do some good. I haven't seen a bad Cat Williams special, but I haven't seen.
Oh,
a lot
check
of
out
Cat
his
Williams
last
specials.
One. He does a joke about Joe Biden being old. He's 97. God, that joke fucking sucks.
It was really funny
it's
when you said it, though, just now. Like, I might need to check it out.
Well, Cat Williams' voice is
funny. 97!
He's been banking on that for about a decade.
It's very good.
Do you disagree with me?
Do what?
All right, there's the one that Cat Williams spoke. Cat Williams got folks out here shaking.
No. All right. Cat Williams was such a big influence on me. I loved his Pimp Chronicles.
Pimp Chronicles rocks!
The Green Suit special was one of my favorites of all time.
Green Suit's funny.
And it's just...
It's been a minute, dude.
His last special did not make me laugh one time.
It's been a minute.
But, I mean...
I need to catch it. There's a lot of comics like
that. I'm not here trying to shit. Like, I can't even get a special. So, like, who am I to shit on Cat Williams?
Right. That's, yeah.
You're bare.
Yeah, you're a comic. You know comedy.
I'm Zane Lovelady to shit on Cat Williams.
This Zane Lovelady, motherfucker.
I mean, he's shitting on everyone. Why can't I shit on him?
That's fair.
Absolutely. There's plenty of people ready to shit on him.
I don't know, man.
I don't know if Cat Williams called me tomorrow. I was like, "Hey, would you come open for me?" Like, "Fuck yeah,
Lord. Yeah, me
like,
too." Right, he's not going to after this.
Yeah, he's definitely not now.
Yeah,
Cat Williams, if you're watching this, I'm sorry, dude. I'm sorry.
Please give me back my pillow.
Let me be the one white dude on the Friday. The next, they're never gonna make another Friday.
You don't think?
I don't think so. I think they've tried multiple.
I think it'll be Saturday.
Yes. That's brilliant. And on that note, yeah, 19th, we're at DNC Comedy in Conway.
The 24th, we're the Old Bank. The Old Bank has booked shows up until July. The bonus level comedy show is a staple in Russellville at Old Bank. It's going to be basically the last Wednesday of every month. Free with tech ID or just $5 at the door, but I'm bringing in comics from everywhere. I know March I've got Shauna Blake coming from Tulsa.
She's great. She's really funny.
I'm trying to get Mark Masters for February or April. Really don't know. I'm just trying to like showcase funny comics from the South. So,
Hell yeah.
Set with a bet, obviously, the 29th.
January 29th. Come on out.
January 29th.
Tickets are $20.
Yes. You have anything?
February 3rd, you can catch me at the joint for Off Limits Entertainment.
I'll be hosting.
It's going to be awesome.
We got a meeting for that, by the way, on the 13th.
We do.
Okay.
Peace.
Nice.
Peace, love. Good fucking you rock.
You guys rock.
Thank you,
Seth. Thank you all again for having me. I love
Absolutely.
You
See you on the 29th.
Absolutely.